So good evening and welcome to the Body Awakening Method monthly mentor call for August 2016. My name is Adamantia and I'm going to be here hosting you tonight for tonight's call. Thank you for joining me and to all those who will be listening later on the replay. It's been quite a few months now. We have been going through each chakra as unfolded both online from the base chakra, bringing us up to the crown chakra tonight. And that's really going to be completing that journey upward that we've been having from the base all the way up over the past about 7 months. So what I'm going to do for those who might be new on the call tonight, we usually just start with a brief overview. Talk a little bit about the chakra, so tonight the crown, location, certain balances, imbalances, psychosomatic issues, such like that. So I'll go over a little bit with that. And then we just open it up and we're just going to allow a free flow of questions and discussion for everyone to participate because I really feel that is the best way to engage is when we're all kind of engaging together. So as I did mention, we are at the crown. And in fact, I think even before we start, what I'm going to say is if we can all just take a moment to put our feet on the ground if they're not on the ground. And I think we'll just take a few breaths together, just to get grounded in this space, because we will be moving into talking about different levels of consciousness. And I just want to make sure we're all just grounded in the here and now and just feeling ourselves present in our body and feeling our feet on the ground. And then also from above, just feeling the openness of your crown chakra, that we're all ready to receive perhaps a new understanding or a new awareness. And just take a few breaths here together. There we go. Because as I mentioned, we are going to be talking about the crown chakra, and there is so much that can be said about this level of consciousness here. As far as the location goes, it is above the crown of the head, from the hairline up. Psychosomatically, it's in the hands and the feet, and in particular in the hands, it's the first digit. It's the upper digit in the hands. And on the feet, it's at the tip of the toes. The gland that we associate with the crown chakra is the pineal gland, and we're going to be talking a little bit about that as well. A lot going on there. The color associated is violet, and the sense is oneness. And the sense also is thought. And really the function here is both individual consciousness within ourselves and universal consciousness. So connecting with our individual consciousness with the universal consciousness of all that is. And really the crown chakra is known as housing the energy of consciousness. And as we've been going through, we've seen that each of the chakras is a manifestation of consciousness at different layers of reality. So, for example, with our base chakra being with the earth, and that is the densest form of manifestation of what we actually manifest out in the world, and the seventh chakra at its opposite is the pure unmanifest consciousness. So that which has not been manifested yet. So I guess two ways to look at that. I mean, there's many ways. We're just going to look at it saying two simple ways for this evening is, let's see, the first type would be the level of consciousness which descends. So comes through us from above and becomes concrete information, which is useful for us manifesting in the world and our reality. So this is the consciousness that when we're thinking, actively thinking, when we're reasoning, this is the one that learns and stores information. It's a place where our thoughts unfold. But really, these thoughts that are unfolding there, they originate from our life experiences. So everything that we've accumulated, all the knowledge we've accumulated, all the environmental influences, and those are the things that become our belief systems. And it's from our belief systems that we can actually construct our reality. So that'd be one type of consciousness. The other type is the one that expands and travels, say, outward into different planes, beyond just things, the material things and relationships on the earthly plane. And it's going more into the higher realms. For example, as in meditation. So what we're really looking is to open our awareness and we'll elevate to higher levels of consciousness, to transcend to higher levels of consciousness. And for that, there has to be within us, say, a willing to let go of our old ways of thinking and our old ways of being. And then we can transcend to different levels of consciousness. And really, the crown, that's where we're talking about where that's where our divine connection, our divine consciousness enters our body and descends. And as it's coming down through, it's bringing awareness to all the chakras. So that's what the importance is on working through all the chakras, because all of them are different centers of consciousness themselves. And that's why we say we work primarily on the first three, the base, sacral, and the solar plexus, because that's really where a lot of our root issues are held. And if we're not feeling safe in our own being, in our own body, here in the physical realm, it can be very hard to bring down the energies. We can be very connected and have great vision above in our higher chakras, but then are unable, say, to manifest them into the physical. So that's why it's very important to be working on all aspects of our energy and our body. And with the psychosomatic, of course, that's where we look at the body. We can tell by looking at the form of the body where an imbalance may occur. So the crown is really our connection with divine spirit and our soul energy and how we're going to bring that through and out into the world, in through our crown and out through our body to manifest. And that manifests our reality on every level, emotional, physical, and all that. So a couple of things I did want to touch on, because these are clues, are balances and imbalances. And even as I was reviewing them myself, I was like, oh, I've got some crown chakra stuff going on. I think the first indication should have been that I actually hit my head 6 times in the last 2 days. That might have been a good indicator. But a few of the things that I wanted to touch on were what a balanced crown chakra may feel like. So this is feelings of trust, just trusting in a bigger picture, trusting in relationships, having a real sense of trusting how things are unfolding, even say if they may not be unfolding the way we think they should. Feelings of being fulfilled, truthfulness, a deep connection to our intuitive knowledge, and that is very different than our intellectual knowledge. So really feeling connected to our intuition. A high degree of wisdom, a sense of peace and openness, openness even to being open to changing one's views to the possibility of changing levels of consciousness as well. And an awareness of one's spiritual self, and service, selfless service to humanity, or a sense of some type of service in general. So those are some aspects of being in balance. Now, keeping in mind that these come and go, we're constantly shifting and changing levels of consciousness. So it's not like, oh, I'm always trusting, feeling fulfilled, truthful, intuitive, and my wisdom's flowing, peace and openness all the time. It's a bit of a dance that happens as we're growing and transcending. And because on the flip side are imbalances. So these are clues as to when perhaps if I'm feeling any of these things, I might realize that it's a crown chakra issue. So for example, if I'm feeling a lack of connection with spirit or not feeling that oneness with all that is, or a strong desire, say, for an outcome, but it hasn't happened yet, so a lack of trust, perhaps feeling disconnected from what is the meaning of my life, or issues surrounding any personal issues I might be having. There might be where I'm feeling an identity crisis, and that could also be connected to the solar plexus as well. So some of these aren't always in just primarily in one chakra. So there may be a feeling of little or no concern for others and not necessarily being, say, a bad person out there being bad, but just feeling that lack of connectedness and just going, oh, I'm not feeling concerned. And just it's interesting just for awareness. A lack of acceptance as well. And like I mentioned about that meaning of life is perhaps like even a lack of purpose. So those are some clues as to when the crown chakra may be out of balance. I did want to touch on the physical as well, and I think we can get into any of these more in detail. If anybody has any questions, we can discuss them together. But some physical clues that may be occurring physically if there is a crown imbalance, because it may start off as feeling these things, like I'm feeling like my thoughts are scattered, or I'm feeling like I don't have acceptance. They might start off as these thoughts, but then they can manifest. So one of them is migraines, and that's different than just like a dull headache. Migraines are different. Those are more of a crown chakra. Depression is one. Autism, I have seen it, where it has at times fallen under the crown chakra. Parkinson's, senile dementia, confusion, environmental sensitivity, so being in environments that... Well, Walmart does it for me, but something like just like can't really handle too much in the environment in different ways. Schizophrenia falls under the crown. Alzheimer's, dizziness falls there as well. Stroke, hair loss, memory issues, and some skin problems, because the crown chakra is also associated with the nervous system as well. So as you can tell, a lot going on in the crown chakra. And as I mentioned before, it is the center really of the spiritual presence and connection with source, whatever that means to each person individually. And when out of balance, a lot of fear, a feeling of aloneness, and being cut off from that oneness. And these can manifest in little ways as way day to day. So an inability to complete, say, projects or activities. And in general, just a persistent free-floating fear. So sometimes just a fear for no reason and it doesn't make any sense. And the other thing I already touched on was the pineal gland. And that has to do with the crown chakra. And I mean, we could probably talk for hours just on the pineal, but that really is, and for those who aren't aware of the pineal gland, it's situated kind of in the middle of the brain and kind of contains a similar pigment to that found in the eye. So it controls the action of light upon our body. And the light coming in from source, as you can imagine, connected to the pineal. And when one focuses on the pineal or one has an understanding of it, that's where a real just annoyingness sits. So there's no real concrete experience, say, of thinking or doing going on. There's just a knowingness. So again, that could be tied into intuitive intelligence. So, and I understand I'm using the no word. So a real, I got to use it, sorry. There's a real just understanding what is without question, because it vibrates in the whole body as truth. That's connected to the pineal gland. So a real state, I guess, of coherence and clarity, and it's unmistakable. And the other thing with the pineal is that's where melatonin is produced. So it's called the seat of illumination, intuition, and cosmic consciousness. So a lot of information there, and a lot more that can be spoken about the crown chakra. And that is why what I would love to do is I would love to open it up for discussion and just see what everybody has had, any experiences they have had. Maybe now, having heard some of those things, they're like, oh, that was a crown chakra issue, or I'm transcending this right now, or any experience they might be having for themselves or anyone that they've worked with. So what I'll do is I'm going to take everyone off mute, and then I'm just going to start going through the list, and I'm just going to ask everybody where they're at this evening, and we can start some discussion. And I'm going to start with Olga. Olga, welcome. This is your first time on our call. Yes, welcome. How are you doing?
Good.
Good. And I understand you just started the online, so you may not have made it as far as the crown as well, crown chakra, but perhaps any past experiences you may have had in regards to the crown, or any questions?
Yes, I did. I had some experiences. I think it happened a few times in my life when I kind of, I'm a channeler, so I channel information.
Okay.
But a couple times in my life, it happened that I would lose the trust to universe or God or creator, like how you want to call it.
Yeah.
I would just lose the trust, like with something, some kind of event or traumatic event would happen, and I would feel like shut down, like I can't trust. And that's painful, I would say.
Yeah. I would agree that would be it. Yes. What have you done in those periods where you experienced that? What have you done to transcend it or overcome it or learn from it?
I usually would go and, I guess, work with somebody else, like even as a healer, or I just talk to someone who I know that I can talk to about those things.
Right.
And that's what usually would help me to kind of shift a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I usually would still have those inner questions. Why did it happen? Like, I would feel better, but then, like, if I would think about those things again, I don't think, like, I found right answers, how to explain it for myself, why it happened.
So may I ask, when you say that you're not sure about, you feel bad about those things that happened, or what are you referring to specifically?
Yeah, like the recent experience I had, just I had a I gave birth 8 months ago. My baby is 8 months. And
congratulations.
thank you. And the birth itself went, you know, not how everybody, including myself, expected.
Mm-hmm.
So it was very dramatic and traumatic.
Yeah.
And I feel kind of betrayed in a way because I did what I could do, like, in terms of, like, communicating with the universe to make sure that it would go well the way I, like, imagined that, right?
Yeah.
And it went totally different. And it was, yeah, so it wasn't just, it just was really bad experience. And, and I had very bad depression after that.
Yeah.
And I feel better now, but it's still like, I feel like in my head, I still have questions.
Yeah. And I totally want to be sensitive to the nature of what it was, like giving birth. First of all, I'd just like to say, I personally haven't done that, so I want to be sensitive to that. I think it's, I hear what you're saying, because that would really, I could see how that would be disruptive, say, to the trusting.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting how you then said the depression came in, because both of those are crown chakra issues. What's interesting, Olga, is that I was reading up on the crown chakra, reading some old stuff I had today, and specifically one of the things was it wasn't just trust per se, but it was deeper than that. It was trusting fully that whatever is unfolding exactly as it's supposed to be, no matter what, without the judgment of right or wrong. Mm-hmm. Again, having said that, I'm being extremely sensitive to what that experience, I can only imagine what that would have been like for you, would have been extremely difficult. It's just interesting that I was just reading that the trust goes so much deeper, that even in the painful, the challenge in trusting even the most painful of situations. And I would say that that's almost an indication of what you're being called to, because at the level of consciousness that you're at, to be even taken to a higher level.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because we're constantly transcending and having something that painful happen, it's almost like, well, you, I was reading about it was connected to the dark night of the soul.
Yes.
So it was like, will you, it's like source saying, will you trust me even in that? So it's a difficult one, but also I believe a higher calling to a higher level of consciousness. A little bit more evolved. A little bit more evolved, if you know what I mean, saying?
Yes. That's how it felt to me. It's like, was the darkest night of my soul.
And it's in those moments. So I can't say I've had it in something as serious as anything related to a child. I have had it in extremely traumatizing ways in other aspects. And the darkness of the soul is a true transcendent opportunity moment. And that's been the only way I've been able to look at certain things. So.
Mm-hmm. Can I say something, Admitia?
Sure. Who's I?
Who's I? This is Patricia.
Patricia, of course you may. Please do.
I understand, in a sense, my son is now 20. When he was born, it was very traumatic. He was in neonatal, I think, NICU it's called, for a week. And I have had to come to terms with that was his experience, and I've actually read a few things on it that's part of his experience as well as my experience.
Mm. Thank you for sharing that. Thank you very much. Yeah,
thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. Did you have anything else you'd like to add, Olga?
No, I think what you said is just, yeah, it resonates with me that,
okay.
Yeah, I should just trust, go into trust.
And it's a process. It's definitely a process. Yeah. I wanted to thank you for sharing so openly and your first time joining us here tonight, and really just to welcome you to our group and our tribe here, and for your vulnerability to share that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, we'll go to Christy.
Well, how am I going to follow that?
Well, I'm sure you'll find something.
Thank you for sharing, Olga. You know, this crown chakra for me, I mean, I've been trying to get there on this two-year journey, and I think this one was the one that baffled me the most, because frankly, all of this, you know, transcendence and spirituality and all of that stuff seemed like where we were getting to the kind of woo-woo phase of this that, as anyone who has known me for a while knows, Olga accepted, that it's not me. And I don't really get that stuff. So, you know, I go back to the issue around the other shows really need to have the work done before one can really get to this crown chakra. Mm-hmm. And I'm coming around, you know, more and more about the importance of it and what happens when it's not aligned or not, you know, out of, I mean, for me, I have not achieved that yet. Mm-hmm. But I'm definitely more aware of it. Mm-hmm. And more understanding of how it fits in, and I see that in my body. So Adam and Tia is aware, but others are not, that I'm working with an extremely challenging client now who has attempted suicide once this week and once about 2 weeks before I started working with her. And she happens to be a friend of mine, and we've got a very, very similar background in terms of what our careers were, how hard we worked, all of that. And what I'm seeing is an almost exact reflection of me. Like, it's manifesting itself in some different ways. Like, you know, excuse this example, but she has constipation, I have diarrhea. Like, there's things that are different, but there's so many other things that are similar. And it's also a great learning opportunity for me, because she has now started drinking a lot of alcohol to try to, like, get herself to sleep and some other things. And I abhor that way of dealing with things, and I can't understand it, and I can't. Adam and Tia is one of the only people that I even take seriously who have dealt with stuff like that, not because it's just because it's something that I can't understand, not from like a judgment standpoint, but from like, I don't get that, like, that's not me, I don't get that. And so I'm seeing more and more of how all of that stuff manifests together. And so I guess what I'm trying to say is, for me, this crown chakra is still the one that I am doing the most work within. And what I'm finding is that, like, today I was really starting to kind of lose this trust in some of the other things that I've been working so hard to achieve recently. And my body today is like totally screaming. You know, I used to have neck pain every single day, and now it's at a much more reasonable level to deal with. And today, like, I can hardly hold my head up, and my left I don't know, the upper part of my arm where the, you know, the muscle is, if you were pretending you had big muscles, mm-hmm. almost feels like it has split from the rest of my arm mm-hmm. and is like kind of hanging, which it's not doing on the other side. And my, I'm left-handed. So normally that arm is even more in shape. So I have no idea what's going on, but
have you dealt with your friend this week?
Yes.
Yeah. So there's a lot going on. a lot going on. Where should I start? I'm going to be honest. Okay. Not that I'm usually lying, but I'm going to be honest. I'm going to speak openly if that's okay.
Yes.
I would question, just feel into it, because for you it might be different, but I would feel into, you say working with. Working with someone is different than being a friend to someone. There are a lot of dynamics that happen in relationships. There are system, different orders, different positions that people take. So I would just feel into, if you're doing therapy with her and she's a close friend and there are a lot of similarities in your story and the drinking component, Christy, these are a lot of red flags. Right?
Red flags, how do you mean?
I would recommend doing therapy to someone that's a close friend. I would be open to hearing anybody else's input on that as well, because I don't like absolutes, so I'm not saying that is never possible. But because there are so many similarities in her story as well, I would say make sure you're solid at least in your midline. Make sure your center core, your feet are on the ground and you're standing up tall and empowered within you when you're in her presence, because otherwise there are so many energetic dynamics going on and so many things connected to your old story that I would say make sure you're pretty confident in your ability to be there, because sometimes I think, like in the past, I showed up from a place of wanting to assist, yes, but also from wanting to save. And the fact that your neck and your left arm, which is emotionally what you're putting out into the world, and your neck would be a disconnect from the crown, from your thinking and the rest of your feelings in your body, so much going on there is happening right now, and it hasn't for a while, your body's telling you something as well. And I actually think that you're a lot more connected to your crown chakra, Christy, than you think. Because one part of the crown chakra is being open. So just because
I would agree that I'm very connected to it.
Yeah.
However, I haven't found that I have a very strong awareness. The issue that I have is that then I don't know what to do.
Right. And I think that's a process, a life process. I think that your openness, and you keep showing up. This is the thing. When I'm saying your openness, you are connecting to something, because you've shown up at times when your mind is telling you walk the other way. So you actually are, I think the trust for you is trust yourself. Because that is your divinity. That is your divine connection anyway. You are that spark, right? So trusting yourself more in your intuition instead of it being something outside of yourself that you're looking for. And I would say tap into that and see what intuitive knowledge you are given in regards to continuing to, if you're doing therapy on your friend, to maybe... There's being a friend and there's doing therapy. And I just think there can be a fine line. And unless someone's really solid in their midline, like really solid, to be able to do that. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And well, I don't want to take up too much time on this call. And I want to talk about it later. But, you know, just kind of to fully under, I mean, she's a friend because she's a long, long time colleague who I'm friendly with, but we were never friends. That doesn't change the fact that I'm having all of those feelings around this. And when I saw her in person, I was able to deal with it better than I've been able to deal with it over the phone, because I was actually staying with her when I had a job interview. And so I said that I would do a body assessment, and then kind of all of this other stuff came out.
Okay.
And so, you know, and I'm kind of like, oh, I don't really, I mean, I don't want anything to happen to her,
right.
But in some ways I kind of don't feel like I want to be in it.
You know what? I think what it is also, there's been times when I've had to be honest with myself and tell someone who's asked for assistance in different ways, tell them, actually, I'm not capable. I think you need to go to someone else. And I think this may feel for me from what I'm hearing, and we're not going on about it. It's actually very relevant, I think, to the crown chakra. In particular, alcoholism is a disconnect from source. It is depression, and it is a numbing out. So actually, it's very related to the crown. So there's a disconnect there. And if you're saying you don't feel that, you know, you don't get the crown chakra, there's a lot of mirroring perhaps going on. So it might be just to look inside, feel into your body, and ask for the guidance from your own divine spirit as to how much can you give her, and perhaps it's time to let it go. Because especially, again, I have a lot of experience with alcohol personally and with others. And sometimes you just have to really ask yourself if it's time to let them go. It is, and that is a big crown chakra issue. So it is relevant, but maybe just leave it there. We can leave it there for now and just go inward and see what guidance you're given.
Well, and, you know, I think something that might be useful for others on the call, because I know that now Christy Foster and I have both run into this issue. When there's an active suicidal person in front of us, you know, I've got a lot of training about how to handle that separately in, you know, my professional life as a human resources professional.
Right.
You know, and there's ways, you know, I've done those kinds of things. But in this work, you start to get, you know, a little bit, you see more and you are aware of more about that person. And in my case, she's been extremely open with me. So, you know, what's kind of haunting me is there's this fine line between letting go to protect yourself and do the appropriate things, but yet also being probably the only person that, in my case, you know, my friend or whatever you want to call her, is even connecting to at all.
But what I would say is go inward. Don't try to analyze it, because sometimes my guidance gives me a no when all parts of me go, well, no, it should be a yes. I should be going to help that person. But if I don't follow my inner guidance, I could actually be interfering in a place that actually is not serving their highest good.
Right. Because in her case, she hasn't come to even really want to survive, I don't think.
Yeah.
I mean, she's very much still, she doesn't really see a way out. And that I connect with that so much, because that's where I was, because I was not going to continue to live that way.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, to me, it just sounds a little murky. Now, you're saying that you have experience dealing with someone who may be suicidal, so then that's going to have to be something that you look at. But there's a fine line between doing the right thing, enabling, saving. I think there's a bigger picture,
right.
A divine picture that's going on, where actually the right thing to do is the one that may not look like the right thing to do. So, again, I'm saying check inward.
Yeah.
Go to your source for how to proceed in this one.
Well, and I agree, because the difference between me and her is that I'm much more willing to look at options than she is.
Yeah.
And I'm still seeking.
If there's that comparison, me and her, that to me that crosses a few lines. So there's a lot of those. So that's what I'm just saying. And we can, I know we played telephone tag, but we can talk about this as well. Or if anybody else, you can discuss it just to not to take too much more time. But watch those comparing yourself to her. That's a murky line.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thanks. Okay, just take a deep breath all together, just to regroup. And just, there we go. Michelle, how are you doing?
I'm doing okay. I'm doing okay. I had some questions about some things that maybe not the crown chakra, but the brow chakra. So I wanted to check that out. So one of the things I've been experiencing is information overload.
Yes.
Too many competing realities and information and knowledge hitting me at once, and I find myself just having to get away and just clear my brains out. I mean, not even read or do anything, but just sort of lie in the sun.
Yes.
And so, although it could be brow, it feels like crown in the sense that it feels like these competing realities are all kind of a disconnect from the true source reality.
Would you like my sense?
Yes.
My sense is that it's crown. And remember, the pineal and the pituitary work very closely together, okay? The pituitary gland is associated to the brow, okay? And the pineal with the crown. Sounds to me like a lot of information coming through, yes, but also the brow chakra is how we filter through our thoughts and our beliefs based on our past experiences.
How about if I'm too susceptible and, like, kind of bend with whatever way the wind is blowing? Is that like a, you know, and maybe that's part of my problem is I'm getting so much now, it's like I can't integrate it all. So I'm like,
yeah, I think there's a lot of collective energy in general that's moving very quickly, for one. Like I'm talking like speed of planet and collective conscious transcending. Like on the bigger whole. And I want to mention that just to keep that in mind, which is what we talk about, what Carol specifically talks about in the classes as to why she's teaching, why we are teaching Get in Our Bodies. Because the energies that are coming through right now, I think we might have touched on this before, Michelle, because you are highly intuitive and more of the higher consciousness, more of the upper chakras, yes?
Mm-hmm.
Right? And the importance of whatever you need to do to ground.
Oh, yes.
To bring yourself right back down. Because I almost get the sense a few inches off the ground because that energy is so strong upward.
Yes.
It does feel more of a crown chakra.
Yes.
But the crown chakra, your thoughts are being filtered. They get filtered through the vision of the brow chakra. So that's why it can be confusing as well, is information's coming through, but it's being filtered through old belief systems.
Huh, okay.
When's the last time you went and were alone in stillness?
Well, after I got totally, you know, somebody talked to me on the phone and they were just swamping me with information. I just listened to something else and it was like, oh my God, I just can't deal with all this information at once. So I went outside and laid in the sun and didn't do anything, just laid there and relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
And so
yeah.
I connected to just that space of mindlessness because I just couldn't. I just felt overwhelmed, I just felt overwhelmed. It was like, enough. I'm tired of this. I'm tired of people bombarding me with their stuff.
Right.
Do you feel bombarded. Like, yeah.
Do you feel like it's a boundary issue on your part?
It might be. Yes. I think that might be true, but maybe one of the things I'm noticing is when I feel uncomfortable,
yes,
to just trust that instead of trying to integrate it, or, you know, it's like there's this sense of my just trying to integrate everything that's coming at me, and it isn't always working.
Yes, I understand what you're saying. That would be overwhelming with a lot coming at you, for sure. Like a feeling of needing to almost sort through it.
Yes, needing to sort through it. Like, oh my gosh, I need to know this. I need to know that. I need to figure this out. Oh my God, where am I? This is too overwhelming. Where am I supposed to go? What am I supposed to do next?
Yeah. And
of course, this is all coming from more the material reality. Mm-hmm. And some of it's negative energy, so that feels uncomfortable, and yet I want to be open to information that's important for me to receive. You know, I want to be realistic as opposed to just in la-la land.
Yeah, and that's the importance of bringing the energy down to ground, in particular for you. Whatever that takes, that makes you...
So meditation might not be the best thing, but maybe...
I'm thinking dancing.
Dancing, yeah.
Or something to get you on the ground. Not meditation. I'm thinking not meditation for you. I mean,
my head hurt.
There's a time and place for that. I also would work on placing your hands on your head. And just calming that energy down. The sixth chakra, the brow chakra and the crown chakra are also directly connected to the nervous system. So if there is an overload, and I think with yourself, your makeup, your nature is to be more in the, say, astral realms, right? So it's a gift to be able to, say, download that information, yes?
Yes.
And at the same time, if not fully in the body to manifest it outward, can get very confusing, very dizzy, very fast feeling, and the nervous system starts to get affected. And I'm not saying like, oh no, in a bad way. I'm saying in a buzzy way, in a, oh my God, stop sort of way. That's why I'm wondering, really that question was, have you spent any time alone? I meant like, a couple of days, as many days as you can get, like in solitude, stillness, grounding in the earth, something like that, and just in nature, and just no phones, like a real regroup, Michelle.
Well, I did go off to Oregon, mm-hmm. and there were no phones, there was no internet, there was no Facebook, none of that.
Yeah,
and I did a lot of physical stuff with my husband in terms of creating cabinets and working with wood and lying in the hammock and going in the canoe. So I did do that. I did do very physical and away from the mental stuff. So I did do that, and I just came back and I guess I'm not ready yet for so much.
And so
I'm feeling like, well, I just need to set boundaries and not take so much in and not try and take so much on and not to think that I have to get all this information at once.
Yeah, well, definitely the boundaries, in particular when the gifts are ready to be given, mm-hmm. it could be almost like an outpouring of wanting them to flow, but then you have to remember your own self-care.
Mm-hmm.
Right, remember we talked about this, I believe, last month, about what energy, hygiene, or self-care you're doing before and after your sessions.
Yes.
Right? But definitely from what I'm hearing, your body is saying, stop. So, but that is whatever that looks like for Michelle. For me personally, it is a complete stop when that happens to me, if I've gone out of balance, just to regroup. But that's going to look, however it's going to look for you, but... It has to be something to do with getting you grounded in your body, whatever that looks like for you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And not sure what that is, but it's slow it down for sure.
Yeah, yeah. I my inclination, of course, was to lie out in the sun, but I think that's probably not grounding. That's more like going into that altered state, you know, because the sun is up in the sky, right? Yeah. Even though it's coming down and it's heat and you feel the body and everything.
Yes, remember the pineal gland.
Uh-huh.
Associated with light, and gland is associated with the crown chakra.
Right.
So maybe that's good for a different holiday, but this is more, it feels like a reboot, and there are times that I've seen and encountered personally where as I'm ready to actually transcend levels of consciousness, the old is dying away, and that can take on various forms that are quite uncomfortable, confusing, disruptive.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
It's like my being saying, are you ready to go there? Because all the pieces below have to be in place. So if something's not stable enough for me to move forward, even, it's calling me to that. So, and there's a lot of information coming through. It's kind of like your body saying, you better get the body ready.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Right?
Right, right. Well, I am doing a lot of body awareness in the morning, doing the massage and the bedroom yoga and walking every day.
Good.
So I do that in the morning, but I think I probably, and sometimes I'll go out and I'll water the garden, so that feels like also grounding too.
Yeah, and another thing you might want to try that is, well, not psychosomatic related, but it has worked for myself because I can really relate to what you're feeling, especially the pressure in the head when there's too much information.
Yeah.
Is I do, and Whitney can attest to this, she loves it, is I have a what do they call them? Those oil humidifier
diffusers.
Oh,
diffusers. Diffusers. I put those with special drops for certain things before I go to bed, and I also use the energy of my hands on my head and then pull it down through my body. I use my own body to move the energy within my body.
Oh, good.
So
okay.
You might want to try that in the evening as well.
Okay.
It really
I was also helped. Thinking that I probably, you know, Carol's got those those recordings of the body scanning, and I probably could do that.
Oh, you know, I'm so glad you brought that up. That body scanning meditation in the online body awakening method, everybody, oh, go listen to it again. That piece of work is brilliant.
Yeah.
There's so much in it. If you can play that while you're going to bed, Michelle, and just even if fall asleep.
Yes.
I'm so glad.
I usually do, but yes.
Yeah.
It's still very good. So yes, I think that would be a good thing to do.
Yeah. So it's great reminder. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to move on to Whitney. It is 6:56, but if it's okay with everybody, we're just going to go a few minutes over and just give everybody a chance. And Whitney, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks.
Good.
I think I'll be pretty quick because it's interesting because when you were talking about all this, I was thinking the physical clues of imbalance and how probably about 8 years ago I was in the midst of I think total crown imbalance.
Yes.
And I had migraines, I had depression, I was confused, I was dizzy, I was fearful, I felt alone, all of that.
Wow.
And then then everything shifted, and now it's like I feel fulfilled, I feel really connected, the high degree of wisdom, peace, real openness and awareness. So I think that there's just been a complete shift there for me.
Yeah, it's been amazing, actually, to watch. And now, Whitney, you're actually working with women who have gone through or going through fibromyalgia symptoms as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's quite a remarkable journey that you've been on. And to be able to share that is amazing, because it is, has been a process for sure.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It's wonderful. So seeing both aspects of the crown chakra balanced and then moving into the imbalance. That's awesome. So
yeah.
Thank you, Whitney.
Thank you.
Now, is that Chipo on here?
It's Patricia.
Yes, it is.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Good. It's nice to have you with us.
I come on when I can, so.
Yes, no, that's wonderful. Did you want to share anything about the crown chakra this evening?
Yeah, you know, I never really look at it as blocked or anything. So now I'm listening to all this. Oh, maybe sometimes I do get blocked. I mean, in the very, very long past, there was, I wouldn't say depression, but I could feel there was something going on. But whatever it was, I worked it through. I don't have headaches. I don't have depression that I know of.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it feels, I feel I have the connection. The only challenge I have is to hear the messages, you know, to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
I know the connection is there. I feel it. But it's like, I can't hear it.
But do you feel it? Some people feel it. They don't hear it.
Yeah, I've done that. Then I started to second guess myself. Then I'm thinking maybe my brow chakra will be the one that's blocked.
Yeah, I think I prefer the word balanced or imbalanced to blocked.
Okay, whatever.
But when you say blocked, I just picture this like, well, I guess a big block.
Well, yeah, sometimes it feels like a big block because I... I can feel that there is something, but then it's not, there's an interference.
Yeah.
That comes through when that message I sense is there.
Right. And is it not getting the message or not trusting the message?
We're not getting them.
Mm-hmm.
Because I do get some messages I just trust and I say what I... Mm-hmm. What I feel like, I mean, I'm listening to, I can't remember who it was, who was talking about working with a friend. For me, part of my clientele are my friends.
Mm-hmm.
And I honestly separate that.
I say,
now I have my friendship hat. We're out having fun. We don't talk about the work we do together.
Yeah.
Now you're here as a client. You are a client. I treat you like anybody else. I talk to you like I talk to a client, not like you're my friend.
Yeah, so there's a perfect example of when done with boundaries and in a balanced sense. And I'm not saying that, Christy, that you weren't. I'm just saying it's an example of what I was talking about, to be able to wear the different hats. And I think what I liked also that you said, Chipa, was that at times you say have had perhaps imbalances in the crown, but then you've overcome them. And I think that's just a perfect example of, as we transcend things and let go of old belief systems, then that's when we work through the issues, much like Whitney, who said that she had a lot of the imbalances in the past, and she's been through so much. I mean, she's such an inspiration. And now that she's transcended it into a higher level of consciousness, the manifestation is no longer there, so the depression isn't present, say. So that would be, say, hope for those who may be currently experiencing depression.
Yeah. So my question, though, is now that I feel like, you know, okay, all these other things that have been in the way of getting my messages, I feel are gone, so why the heck can't I get my messages? You know, what's going on with the information that I've done the clearing for?
So what comes to me, and I'd love to hear anybody else's input as well, but what comes to me is when I'm getting nothing, I trust that I'm not supposed to get anything, and that if I'm supposed to get something, I'm going to get it. And then I trust that, and I surrender the not getting a message. I have to surrender that as well. Instead of thinking, say, that I'm doing something, what do I need to do to get the message? I trust that I'll be shown if there's something that I need to do. And then if there is, I do it. And then if I'm still not getting anything, if I'm with someone and say I'm supposed to be getting a message for them and it's not coming, I'm just honest and saying I'm getting nothing.
Right.
And I surrender to that as well. I trust in the nothingness.
Right, right. Okay. Well, that message thing, that's okay. But what I'm looking at is like manifesting what I want. Say manifesting money.
Yes, but that's a lower consciousness, a lower chakra issue.
That's the first three chakras. Okay.
Yeah, you might some people have amazing vision and are very connected to source and getting this guidance, yet they're not able to manifest in the physical form because the lower chakras have to be settled and clear. If the vision in the higher consciousness is being filtered through an old disruptive lower consciousness levels of fear, anger, old beliefs, it's not going to filter through to the manifestation. So I would say look at the lower chakras.
Right. Okay. Yeah, that's what I've been working with. Yep. Okay. Thank you.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you.
My last question, though, can I? You know, when we did, I still haven't found the information when we did, like, the legs, what they represent, the younger, the teenager, the early years, you know, when you said the feet represent this. Where is that?
That would be in level 1 and 2 coming in October. To a city near you. That's actually level 1, 2, but there is quite a bit of body information on the online.
In the on the online course.
Yes, yeah, for the BAM, and then everything else just goes into level 1 and 2. But just I'll quickly tell you, the thighs are teenage years. The knees and lower are about 5, 6, 7 years old. And when you're looking at the feet and the ankles, you're dealing with root womb issues, like from the root.
Okay?
Okay,
okay, thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you. Patricia.
Hello.
How are you? Thank you for waiting.
I'm doing awesome. I only heard part of it. I somehow missed. Like, oh, stink, it's too, so I didn't get the whole call, but I'll just listen to it later.
Oh, okay, well, there you go, and I actually recorded it, so I'm quite proud of myself.
Yes. So for me, I find I come with moments, sometimes I trust, and sometimes I don't. I am more trusting now,
mm-hmm.
but I get moments of, trusting that it's just going to work out.
Yes.
But it's way better than it was 5 years ago or mm-hmm. something like that.
Yeah.
So I've come a long way.
Yeah. I actually love that. I love that, Patricia, because you know what that brings to mind? A favorite saying of that my friend always says that I think I've shared before is, all we ever get is human.
Yes.
And, yeah, I thank you for that. It's true, because sometimes I trust and sometimes I don't as well.
Yeah, it kind of comes up and down depending on what's going on in your life and depending on how you're holding yourself.
Yes. Yes. So, yeah, it's brilliant. Thank you.
So I sent a question.
Yes, tomorrow night.
Oh, it's tomorrow night.
Yeah, because we have, that was a level 1, 2 practitioner call question. So tonight,
oh, okay.
Yeah, so the first Tuesday of every night is the body awakening method. And and the first Wednesday is for the practitioners, just because we can go into we'll go deeper with that one tomorrow. Patricia, are you able to make the call tomorrow?
Yeah, actually I am.
Yeah, so I have
that. Probably why I got confused.
Yes, okay. No, I have that on the agenda as that'll be the first thing we'll be discussing tomorrow.
Okay, and it's same time, same place?
Same time, same place.
Awesome.
Okay, thank you. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
You bet.
And I have one last caller, and is the name Bala? Padma Kumar?
Sorry, hi. Can you hear me?
Oh, yes.
I know. It's Elizabeth Stitt. Sorry, Bala's my husband.
Oh, Elizabeth, how are you?
I'm glad to actually be here listening. I meant to listen last month, and then it was like, oh, that was Tuesday? Oh.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so glad you joined us. Is this your first time on the call then?
I think maybe it's my third. I think I've managed to get to...
Oh!
I think I managed May and June, and then I totally went to La La Land on...
it's okay. I can't remember, which means I was in La La Land, so we were both up in our crown chakra somewhere, transcending in the cosmos, I guess. But it's great to have you with us tonight.
Yeah, and I wish I were up to date with... everything. I got to the heart and then I haven't gotten beyond the heart yet.
Okay. Because I know you're fairly new to BAM. So what I would offer to you to do when you have time is go back and listen to the mentor calls from the beginning, because each month we went through one of the chakras.
Yes.
As you're doing the online as well, so that may be helpful to go back and listen to the heart chakra one, for example.
Yes, exactly. Right.
Yeah. So
try to get caught up.
Yeah. Well, you got lots of time because you're coming to do the live in November with us, right? With your husband.
Correct.
Yeah, excellent. Oh, no, with your business partner.
Fingers crossed.
Okay, good. Well, you'll bring someone.
Okay.
So there's lots of time and... that's the beauty of doing the live event as well, is you can do as much as you've done on the online. You don't have to have finished it all. I find it's best just to go at whatever pace is your pace on the online, and whatever's done before the live event is good enough.
Good. That's. I really appreciate your saying that because, yes, I liked listening to the person who was like, there's just so much stuff going in, it's just not processing anymore.
That was Michelle, yes. Yeah, so it's, we have people who come to the live event who haven't done any of the online, and then they can't wait to get back home and get started on the online. We have people who come who have finished it, it's in a binder, it's highlighted, and there's sticky notes all over it, and then there's everything in between. The only thing that I ever really suggest to people before they come to the live event, if at all possible, if they can only do one thing, it would be to do the timeline and the body mapping. I believe it's in module 4. But even if that's not done, it's okay because we do it there. But that's a nice one to have done. But besides that, wherever you're at when you come, it's going to be just perfect.
Sounds good.
Okay.
I will do my best to.
Yeah. Just enjoy the process. Enjoy the process, I think, is more important than anything else. So is that all then? Are you good with that, Elizabeth?
Yeah. I mean, having not done my homework, I don't feel like I jumped in with any questions.
It's all very casual. And there's no homework. It's all perfect. It's all perfect. Just trust Elizabeth. Crown chakra. Just trust.
Crown chakra.
And with that, I'm just going to throw out our dates for the Body Awakening Method live event. We have two dates this fall: September 23rd, 24th, 25th. And November 18th, 19th, and 20th, both in Vancouver, and I'm currently booking into those dates. So if anybody is coming and hasn't let me know yet, hasn't made me aware yet, please do so. And we have Level 1 and Level 2 in Vancouver this fall as well. October 12th to 16th is Level 1, and October 17th to 22nd. Is Level 2. That's all on the website. We send out emails with all the dates, so the information is there, or you could always email us if you have any questions. So with that, I would like to thank you all very much for being here tonight. Really enjoyed your energy and your presence. And I look forward to being here again in September September, and we're at the crown. Oh, I've run out of chakras. Okay, well, we'll think of something to talk about in September. Until then, lots of love to all of you, and we'll talk soon. Good night.
Bye, Ramapriya.
Thank you.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye. Bye.